Well, Scott, as we look what's happening market-wise, it is here officially. Besides the fact that it is fall, the harvest pressure is starting to creep in. And I had read that their yields have been as high as 200 bushels an acre in parts of the eastern Corn Belt already. Seeing some decent numbers, some say exceptional numbers, when you look to the west for what's already come in. Harvest pressure, no surprise, we should be used to it by now.
Well, I think this is going to be more of a traditional year, as we're seeing some excellent yields, as you said. Both through the early harvested, and some of these test plots that are coming out, some of the early bean yields, all being a bit of a surprise to some of these producers. Of course, we got a report coming out on Monday that will show what we've used actually this past year and what our acreage will be here for this coming year in the October report, which will have some play on it. Overall, I think the market's going to be on a soft trend here as we get it through harvest. But somewhere along the line here, we'll probably find that bottom as they start to realize that cheaper corn starts to increase in usage.
And we haven't been used to a normal harvest year in a while. So do you think that's going to make folks be a bit edgy?
I think it will. And I think they're going to kind of continue to expect maybe prices to go down. But somewhere along the line in that 50 to 80% harvested area, I think we'll find our bottom and start to move higher.
I know there's a lot of talk about improved overseas demand for all of products, wheat right now.
Well, and that's not only do you have improved demand from overseas, as our export report showed that we're well within the upper end of our expectations, but you're also having a product used domestically. I think there's some concern that there might be more wheat fed this summer, which could tighten those supplies up, which would be supportive to the corn market.
And you know, when you're talking about those exports and the demand for wheat, China continues to have a strong appetite, and I'm hearing some of that appetite's turning into land as well.
Well, you know, the Chinese is importing and committed to importing a large portion of their corn, as high as 90%, and you know, they're going to try and find those avenues that provide them best prices coming in. And right now, with the lower corn prices, and they're looking long term, even having a securing land area, I think that will all help continue funneling corn into China.